Big Sister, the story of Ruth Wayne and her problems as a woman, as well as a nurse, a wife, and a mother. Today's episode in just a moment, after this message from our sponsor. Nettie came home to Dr. Carville's house a little while ago, slumped into a deep armchair, and just sat. And now, after letting him rest for a while, Ruth is saying...
Are you sure you're not overdoing it, Nettie?
What's that? Overdoing what, Ruth?
This garage business. You've been coming home later and later every night, completely exhausted.
Well, that's not so, Ruth. Well, I am a little tired, sure, but outside of that, I'm fine. Better than I've been in a long time, especially after yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yeah. Dr. Bannister told me about that talk that you'd had, how you said it was all right for him to lend me the money to pay off Frank Wayne. Since then, I've been feeling like a million. Like I'm really working for myself now, not for Frank or anyone else.
Oh, I'm glad, Nettie, that it has made a difference.
Difference? Like being let out of jail or something. I haven't got a thing on my mind now. Not a thing.
Except hope.
What? Some chance of my kidding you, huh?
You miss her quite a lot, don't you?
Oh, miss her. I suppose you could call it that. The way you'd miss your right arm if you lost it. Ruth... You just don't know what it's like.
No, Nettie. I don't suppose I do.
Oh, that was a silly thing for me to say, with John gone and all. Except that you never loved him the way I love Hope.
No, Nettie. Of course not.
Well, you mean you did love him? You still do? But, Ruth, that talk that we had when you came back from New York, when you said that your life wasn't over yet, not by a long shot.
A person's life isn't over when they do lose an arm, is it? Or even much more than that.
Well, no, of course not.
Nettie, we were talking about you and Hope.
What's there to talk about? I do miss her, so what?
Well, if you do, then why don't you go back to her? Or at least see her and talk to her.
Well, you're not serious, Ruth.
Well, why not? Why shouldn't you see her if you want to?
After everything that's happened, what she did, don't you think I've got any pride?
If Hope did something that you felt was inexcusable, that would be the end of your love for her. If you find that you're still thinking about her, that you still do love her, then that means that it couldn't have been as bad as you thought. And then I think that you owe it to her and to yourself to talk the whole thing over with her.
Do you really mean that?
Well, of course, Nettie.
And she won't get the idea that I'm crawling, begging to come back, or anything like that?
Well, that depends entirely on what you say to her. And how you say it.
You're right, Ruth. Maybe I will go and see her and talk to her. Maybe I'll do it right now.
The story of Big Sister will continue after this message from our sponsor.
Nettie.
Hello, Hope. I wasn't... sure you'd be home, but...
I haven't been out away from here for days. Oh, don't you want to come in? After all, it's still your apartment.
Do you really mean that?
Well, isn't it? I kept waiting and waiting for you to phone or something.
Well, don't you think I wanted to? All the time, every minute?
Well, then why didn't you?
I don't know. Well, I guess first I was too mad. Then I was all mixed up. But all the time I was missing you until it was... I thought I'd go crazy.
Did you, Nettie? I missed you, too.
Honest, Hope?
Well, what do you think? I'm made out of stone or something?
I didn't know. I just thought... Oh, Hope, come here.
Nettie.
Oh, gee, Hope. Oh, there were a million things I wanted to say to you, talk to you about, but when I've got you here like this, holding you close this way...
Nothing else matters, Nettie. Nothing in the world.
Absolutely nothing. Except that we can't ever let this happen again. Ever. Getting sore, almost busting up the way we did.
We won't, Nettie. Now that we know.
Especially now that what started the whole thing is all straightened out anyway. For good.
What do you mean, Nettie?
Oh, let's not talk about it now.
Well, why not? After all, we ought to be able to talk about anything now.
Sure. But the this isn't even worth talking about. I mean, after all, the whole thing started with Frank.
Not for me, it didn't.
Well, it did for me. I was sore about your getting the money for the garage from him and not telling me about it. I guess I was sore at myself for having to take it from him. Well, now that's all straightened out. As soon as I give him the money, pay him back.
Pay him back? How could you pay Frank?
Well, Reed Bannister was out to the garage the other day. He thought it was a good proposition. He knew how I felt about owing the money to Frank, so he's going to put in his money so I can pay Frank off. And that's all.
That's all? Nettie, how could you do such a thing?
What do you mean? How could I do such a thing? What's wrong with it?
How do you think Frank is going to feel about it?
What possible difference could it make to him?
Don't you think he's got feelings? He tries to help you out, do you a favor. And what do? You spit in his eye. And how do you do it? By borrowing money from your sister's boyfriend.
Listen, Hope, you be careful now what you're saying.
Well, why do you think Bannister's giving you the money? Because he thinks you're such a great businessman?
All right, if you want to talk about that. Why did Frank Wayne give you the money?
And just what do you mean by that?
Well, what's Frank Wayne to you anyway? Why should it make any difference to you if his feelings are hurt or not?
Because I'm not a selfish pig, that's why. Because I try to think about other people and not myself all the time.
Everybody, except me. Don't you know what this does to me, how it makes me feel? Doesn't that make any difference to you?
Well, when you start doing things like this, acting like a square, no, it doesn't.
So now I'm a square. That's what I came back here for, to have you call me names.
Well, who asked you to come back in the first place, me?
No, you sure didn't. I wanted to come back because I missed you. Thought we could get the whole thing straightened out. Well, I wouldn't have come back if it hadn't been for Ruth. She was the one that talked me into it, told me to come back.
Your sister?
Yes, my sister. My sister, who's worth 10 of you.
Oh, now it comes out. Now we know how you feel about her and about me.
You're not kidding.
Well, if that's how it is, what are you sticking around here for? Why don't you go back to her and stay with her?
You're taking the words right out of my mouth. That's just where I am going. Away from here, anyway. Believe me, this time I'm not coming back.
Now let's go to New York, to the Riverside Hospital, where Diane Carvel, a strained look on her face, is just answering the telephone.
Fourth floor, Miss Carvel speaking. Who? Oh, yes, Dr. Rogers. No, there's been no change. Temperature and pulse are still normal. Yes, of course. If there is any change, I'll call you immediately. Goodbye. The second time tonight, not counting the dozens of times it's happened before. Every time the phone rings, and it's not John, it's like dying a little. Where is John? Not in Glen Falls, and Steele doesn't know. Where? Has something happened to him? Perhaps I should go to the police. Missing persons. Oh, fine. Who are you, they'll say. Well, who are you? Am I his wife? Don't make me laugh. I'm nothing to him. Absolutely nothing. That's what makes it so lovely. And still, I'm so much in love with him that if I don't find him, hear from him within the next few days... Monday. I'll give him until Monday. And if I don't hear from him by then, I'll really do something.
And now, let's go upstate, to the heart of the apple country. Two trucks have just pulled in at a large farm, and the itinerant fruit pickers are climbing out, walking towards the temporary shacks where they will sleep. The contractor, a big, beefy man, is leaning against the gate, talking to the farm owner.
Yeah, I like to do this. Watch him come in at night. It's an education. I size him up when I hire him, and then I watch him work, and I'm not wrong often. What kind of people would take a job like this, anyway? Take that character there, just getting out of the truck now. Nice-looking guy, huh? Dress him up, you could pass him off as a bank president, a lawyer, or a doctor. Pass him off on anybody but me. One look at him, and I know him. He worked 2 days, maybe three. Then you call for his pay and quit, and go off on a drunk. Just hasn't got what it takes, even for fruit picking. His name? I've got it right here. It's John Wayne.
Ruth Wayne, anxious and worried in Glen Falls, Diane Carvel, heartsick in New York, and far upstate, John Wayne, drugged with fatigue, unaware or disinterested in the misery he is causing them. unaware even of the scorn of his temporary employer. And now a message from our sponsor. Join us tomorrow on Big Sister. This is Glenn Riggs speaking.